Well, folks, we've reached that point on a Friday. We break out the acronyms, Why the Face, LOL, NTB for Not Terribly Bright, and on and on. It's called the Crunch Time Toolshed, where we wonder about that whole theory of evolution. But as always, before we can roll out the nominees, we must call upon our lifetime landlord to open the Crunch Time Toolshed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
But you ain't no Yankee no more. You left. All right. Let us begin with a team from the Cincinnati Premier Youth League. I mentioned this once this week real quickly. Youth basketball. Kids who have, you know, parents. They were eventually kicked out of a rec league for wearing jerseys that had the most blatant racist nicknames on the back. I can't, or I won't even say them here, but if you Google Ohio racist youth team, you can see for yourself. I'd say you won't believe your eyes, but have you been in America recently? Well, these kinds of folks have been emboldened and have relocated from under rocks to our communities. And the most disturbing part, they played 4 games before a parent posted the pictures on his Facebook account. So the supposed grown-ups thought this was okay, or they were too gutless to speak up. And of course, we got the apologize to anyone offended. More like, how are you not offended? All right, how about this dude? Now, former Major League Baseball agent Jason Wood. On Wednesday, he was fired from the CSE talent agency for not upholding the company's moral and ethical standards. And it's not because he failed to negotiate a better deal between the Red Sox and Andrew Benintendi. Nope. One of the players they represent was taking a shower at his place and noticed, along with the soap, shampoo, and the loofah, well, there was a camera filming clients taking showers. And while I still find it a little odd that ballplayers would shower at their agents and not the hotel or the ballpark, it's kind of a drop in the bucket compared to this complete and total freak show. Hey, Jason, I'm running late. Can I shower up here? Sure, dude. Remember, shut the camera off first, okay? Got it. And finally, and absolutely, positively, Tonya Harding! I do love me some irony, but when I began doing this show back in November of 1993, almost a quarter century ago, there was no social media, text lines, and we had to guess about what would happen in the future. But if that January, a little man appeared on my shoulder telling me someday I'd be doing this full time and each Friday have a segment called Toolshed, my response would be, Harding's the inspiration, right? So this is not a retroactive move, but with the release of the slanted eye Tonya, she's back like an infection. And make no mistake, she has not had a fairy tale life, starting with her upbringing and the scum she was married to. But there is no other side of the story when it comes to her guilt. Now she's promoting this flick about her past and this disgusting attack on Nancy Kerrigan, and she wants media members who ask her about her past to be fined $25,000. It's such a sleaze tactic. Her longtime agent quit yesterday. While lies and denials are par for our course these days, they really, really, really don't change the facts, Tonya. We know what you did. And now you know we know. I don't think I could pass up this opportunity. 24 years in the making, we induct one Tonya Harding into the Crunch Time Toolshed. I am so happy I finally got a chance to do this. And with that, by the way, Mr. Rodriguez, step on in here. We're going to close the Crunch Time Toolshed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
A-Rod's in here now? Hey, loan me $1 million, bro. Come on, I'm good.
Come on, you won't even know it, man.
That's just $1 million. Come on.
I'll take way less. I need like 15 grand.
You got like a few hundred of those. Come on, just give me one.
A million, huh?
Just give me $1 million.
Let me think.
What the hell?
I could use $65,000. I'm being specific. I know exactly what I would use it for.
Shut up, shut up. Don't listen to him. Give me a million.
Then you give me six. All right, give him a million.
Yeah.
No. He'll He's asking for one. He's asking for 65. Just give me the one.
Yeah, just give me the one.
Asking.
Easy math.
All right, problem solved. Let's, as they say, let's do this.